welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You had to figure there was a pack and ship business for large items, like industrial equipment, but to be honest, we hadn't heard of one. Until now, that is. And the entrepreneur we learned of is also, brace yourself, a children's cardiologist. Sri Rao is owner of Craters and Freighters South Carolina. He joins us by phone from his office in Columbia. Sri, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for having me.
So tell us how a cardiologist decided to become an entrepreneur and buying a franchise.
Okay, well, you know, it's sort of amalgamation of several events that have happened over the last several years. My vocation is I'm a pediatric and general cardiologist. I'm also a co-founder of an organization called the Global Cardiac Alliance. And we worked all over the world doing heart surgery, free heart surgery on children and setting up systems such that they can be done. One of our partner programs is in the Ukraine, and went shortly after the war started in Ukraine, we received a message from a children's hospital in Kharkiv that they needed some medical equipment that had been destroyed. And my employer was very kind to generate lots and lots of durable medical equipment, specifically something called an echocardiogram machine, which is a high-value, extremely sensitive item that has to be shipped. It's about 800 pounds. And when we're looking around to try to get this to Ukraine in good working order, I had come across a company called Craters and Freighters, and the franchise in Memphis agreed to do it for our nonprofit. And, you know, we sent it there, and I started talking to the owner, and I said, wow, there's such need for this. That sort of led to further discussions. I was able to secure the local territory in South Carolina, and we service Columbia, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and our sister franchise in Charlotte does the upstate.
I'm going to assume that you have not quit your job as a cardiologist.
That is correct, yes.
So you've hired staff and managers and so forth to run this.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So we have put together a very competent team, sales, operations managers, and back-end and front-end. We also have in-house engineering as well, which we get that support through the franchise. So pretty much any heavy industrial equipment, medical equipment, and any high-end value art, such things, museum pieces, anything of high value that requires special or sensitive handling.
Maybe share with us some of the more interesting items that you've had to crate and freight.
Yes, there was a collector in the Lowcountry who collected very high-end baseball bats from very famous baseball players, and these are irreplaceable items. And so we worked very closely with the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, getting these items safely, you know, with the insurance and everything, to be able to be properly crated, stored properly and moisture control. So that's one of our more interesting things. And then it also runs to things like industrial crates for our manufacturing clients here in the Midlands and also in the Lowcountry. Heavy equipment, when a factory has to be broken down, then oftentimes those items have to be specially handled. And the considerations are such things like, how do you protect the electronics? And so it's become sort of a niche industry that helps a lot of other industries within the area, and anywhere think from high-end art to residential high-end equipment. Grandfather clocks, for example, are very difficult to crate and ship.
All right, and so how does this compare then to the big guys like FedEx and UPS? Because certainly they do this specialty type of shipping as well, right?
That's right. They do shipping, but they don't actually do crating and packaging. And so Craters and Freighters also handles hazmat. So most hazmat material, hazardous materials, can also be crated and shipped using protocols set forth by the Department of Transportation about how certain hazardous materials have to be transported, how they have to be packaged. And so the crating part is the larger part of our business. So the crating and the packaging, and the shipping is secondary in the sense that that we often use FedEx and UPS as our shippers once these are properly crated. And the whole idea, obviously, is to make sure that the item gets to the destination, whether it's across the state or around the world, it gets there in good working order.
Well, Sri, very interesting. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, and keep listening to South Carolina Business Review.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Sri Rao is owner of Craters and Freighters in South Carolina. He's also a children's cardiologist. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.